Even though the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season is June 1st, eastern North Carolina has already been through one named storm. Tropical Storm Anna came early this year. The last storm that came before the start of the hurricane season was 12 years ago, and it bared the same name. Even though the storm was minimal, it dumped several inches of rain across the region. Warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service, John Cole, says Onslow County received the most rainfall, about 4 to 5 inches, on Sunday and Monday.
The remnants came up into our area that day, the day of landfall, and it did produce a lot of heavy rainfall for us. Some areas like Jones County and Lenoir County had some flooding and with the rivers.
Four people had to be rescued Monday morning at a mobile home park in Lenoir County where 10 homes were cut off by high water, 4 to 5 feet deep. The flooding continued on Tuesday along Owen Smith Road where an elderly man had to be rescued after he fell in his home. According to WITN, the 92-year-old man was evacuated by boat and taken to the hospital by ambulance. In Dare County, a waterspout was reported over Croatan Sound on Monday afternoon. It eventually became a tornado when it came on land in Manteo around 5:20 p.m. Estimated wind speeds of less than 100 miles per hour toppled several trees and damaged roofs. Cole says areas along the immediate coast experienced rain, wind, and minor storm surge.
Maybe 1 to 2 feet, and that's pretty minimal. Wouldn't really have much of an impact from that. There were some higher sea level rises, but not much at all. I think the main impact was basically in the Cape Fear area, where it made landfall, in the Wilmington area.
Anna developed into a subtropical cyclone on May 7th from a stalled cold front and an upper-level system of low pressure. As the storm slowly moved northwest, it gathered strength in the warm waters of the Gulf Stream. That's where Cole says Anna reached maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour.
But as soon as it got away from the warm water of the Gulf Stream and started moving toward land, the shelf waters were much colder, and it started to weaken as it made its way to the coastline.
Tropical Storm Anna made landfall around 6 a.m. on Mother's Day around North Myrtle Beach with maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Shortly after making it to land, the tropical storm was downgraded to a tropical depression. Anna's early arrival caught many off guard, and fortunately, it wasn't a strong storm. Cole says just because a tropical storm came early this year doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be an active hurricane season.
There have been many seasons that start out very early and they end up below normal. And honestly, that's about what we're expecting this year. And one of the reasons is we're already in El Nino, which is abnormal warming in the Pacific waters along the equator, the eastern Pacific. And what that would do is tend to create a lot of clouds and precipitation in that area, which in turn creates higher mid-level and high-level winds that move across the Atlantic hurricane basins.
This generates a shearing wind that hinders tropical cyclone development. The official 2015 Atlantic hurricane season prediction from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration won't be released until the end of the month. But Colorado State University is forecasting a below-average season with 7 named storms, 3 hurricanes, and 1 major hurricane. Still, Cole warns that strong hurricanes have impacted eastern North Carolina even in below-normal years.
We tell people when we go out on our outreach events that it only takes one. It only takes one hurricane to really have a big impact on an area. So we need to keep our guard up, have our plans in place.
The best thing you can do to prepare for the upcoming hurricane season is assemble a disaster kit. If you still have the kit from last year, you may need to update some of the items.
A 3-day supply of water. You need non-perishable foods, as well. Changes of clothing, a first aid kit. Emergency tools, flashlights. You want to have your credit card and cash available. And also, those medicines that you need on hand.
These are just a few of the items you should include in your kit. In addition, Cole says you can prepare by trimming dead branches off trees that threaten your home. An evacuation plan is also helpful.